This is In Focus on WSIU. I'm Jeff Williams. Southern Illinois ornithologist and ecologist Mike Baltz is back in with his monthly look at the natural history of Southern Illinois.
If November is the first month of winter, according to the natural year calendar, which it is, then February is the first month of spring. That may sound goofy, given that February is the second coldest month in Illinois, but let me remind you that there will be daffodils blooming in southern Illinois by the end of the month. Now, daffodils are not native, but they aren't invasive either, meaning they don't displace native plants. And the sight of bright yellow daffodils when pretty much everything else is still bare and brown is undeniably uplifting. But selection by horticulturalists for people-pleasing color, size, and flower shape has resulted in daffodil flowers with virtually no pollen or nectar, rendering them pretty much useless to native insects. The good news, especially if you are a hungry bee looking for something to eat in February, is that there are native flowers blooming in our southern Illinois forests in February, too. The award for earliest blooming native wildflower may go to the aptly named Harbinger of Spring. I've seen February 9th listed as the earliest Illinois date for flowering of Harbinger of Spring, but that was from 30 years ago, so that date may have slipped into late January as the world has warmed in the last several decades. Unlike the showy daffodils, the Harbinger of Spring is only a few inches tall with similarly small flowers. Another common name for the plant is pepper and salt, because the small flowers have white petals and dark reddish anthers, and the plant's little flower clusters look white and black from a few feet away. A fun fact about Harbinger of Spring is that apparently the Cherokee were known to chew on the plant as medicine for toothaches. The bulbs of this carrot relative are edible, both cooked and raw, but I can imagine that it would take quite a few of them to make a meal. One of my personal favorite early blooming wildflowers is the Spring Beauty. Spring Beauty blooms later than Harbinger of Spring, but you can usually find a few early blooming plants in the woods by late February. Of course, where there are flowers, there will be insects. Indeed, the relationship of each to the other is a matter of life and death in early spring. Wild flowers need pollinators to help them set seeds and pass on their genetic diversity. Pollinators need the nectar and pollen from spring ephemerals to survive. Tickle bees and cellophane bees are common visitors to early spring wildflowers. In addition to collecting pollen and nectar, male bees patrol flower patches waiting for the arrival of females. In case you are not familiar with tickle and cellophane bees, you're not alone. These pollinators are still poorly known, even by scientists. By the way, tickle bees are more formally known as mining bees, but were christened tickle bees by the students of an elementary school in Oregon, and the name stuck. Apparently, the bees don't sting when you pick them up. They tickle. There are actually more than 4,000 native bee species in North America. And unlike the familiar honeybee, 95% of native bees live alone in small nests carved into soil or wood. They tend to be tiny, do not have queens or produce honey, and rarely sting. Of course, in March, there will be lots of flowers and lots of bees. But in the cold of early February, we can look forward to seeing the first flowers and first bees of spring in just a few weeks.
That's ornithologist and ecologist Mike Baltz. You can hear his monthly essays on the natural history of our region on air and online at WSIU.org. I'm Jeff Williams.